Aircheckdownloads.com.
See you tomorrow at 11:30. This is Radio 1. It's exactly 2 o'clock.
Radio 1 in Scotland. The Radio 1 Road Show.
Today, live from the Lanimer Day celebrations in Lanark with Simon Biggs and Janice Lane.
Janice has just arrived, and so have I. So have about 5 million other people. We are in Lanark for Lanimer Day. We have, I cannot tell you how many thousand people in the sunshine. Join us for 2.5 hours. Well, the Queen's flight arrived in Lanark yesterday. It was quite extraordinary because Janice Long and I managed to take up almost an entire aircraft, and Janice is with me at the moment. Janice, it's the first time you've been to Lanark, isn't it?
And it's the most brilliant place on the earth. I mean, whatever. Isn't it wonderful? Yeah! Lanark is incredible.
Well, she's been drinking the orange juice again, folks. No, but you've never actually seen Lanimer Day, which we're going to talk about a little later on. But
never ever.
What was your first impression? I've been here before, and it's fun knowing a new impression to it.
Well, when I got here last night, I mean, I didn't know what it was, and I thought it was going to be like a garden fete.
Yeah.
But today, it's been amazing. There have been floats. There have been thousands of people. Everybody's celebrating like mad. Aren't we having a brilliant time? Incredible.
One other thing worth mentioning. The weather down south apparently has been raining. It's been foggy. Now tell me what the weather's been like in Lanark, please, Yay! Will you? Go on, tell them, Janice.
It is glorious. The sun is cracking the flags. Absolutely brilliant.
Tropical. I mean, there's no one in the audience out there with a shirt on. That's male and female. There's no one here with anything on their top.
Get yours off.
Thank you. What a lovely day. What a lovely night. Janice now, I was talking to you about a week ago and I said I'm going to ride the bounds at Lanark. And you didn't believe me, did you, really?
I did not know what riding the bounds meant. And on the schedule it said we're going for a ride out. And I honestly thought that we were going out for a trip in a car. And I couldn't believe it last night when we all were supposed to get on horseback.
So explain what actually happened before we let everybody listen to what happened to you.
Well, at the beginning of the week, the people in Lanark actually have to go out and check the boundaries. And this is an old thing which has gone on for years and years and years. And they go and check the stones. And, of course, on
what stone? Not kidney stones.
The boundary stones. What do you think I'm talking about?
Well, you could have been talking about anything, love.
Well, I was talking about the boundaries.
Right.
They know what I'm talking about. Boundary stones.
Right.
And so everybody on the Thursday night, on the Wednesday night, the day before Lanimer Day, they have the final sort of check of the stones.
That's right.
And people ride out on horseback.
And there are about, I'd say, 300 to 400 horses.
That's right.
And they all career around Lanark.
Yeah.
And you stop every few miles.
Yes.
And you imbibe slightly.
Whether slightly. It's
or
in your
case,
more than slightly.
You can talk. Now, I should explain again. I was riding out, and Janice was there to prove it. Janice was not riding out. You were in a very expensive British car, having a good time. And at one point, you stopped and you took your tape recorder with you.
That's right.
And we might as well hear exactly what happened when you did that.
Yes.
Here's Janice.
Well, I'm now standing in the square of New Lanark, which is an amazing place because it's a conservation area. It's full of old cottages which have been renovated, and it's absolutely wonderful. It almost looks like a film set. We're waiting for the riders to actually sort of come through New Lanark now, and in front of me is this wonderful building with two guys standing on the top of it, which might sound a bit daft, but they are, because there's a bell there. And what they do is, as the riders come into New Lanark, they ring the bell like mad. But there are lots and lots of people that are waiting here. An amazing atmosphere. In fact, it's a bit like Christmas Eve. I mean, everybody's just really, really excited. Wonderful. Simon, you actually managed to finish the course. Incredible. You were wonderful.
How long is it since we last met, Janice? How long? Come on, tell me that.
All of 2 hours.
2 hours. I have been riding round Lanark. I have been riding the marches at Lanark. Your face is a little redder than it was when I last saw you. Where have you been?
I've been walking. What have you been like, though? Have you been very good at this?
I've been terrific. Modestly, I cried a little bit at the hard bits. No, it was good fun because way out in the country, sorry, my horse is getting a little bit silly. You'll have a scotch in a minute. Scotch horse, got to give it a whiskey, you see. We actually went round the marches at one point. And tremendously brave, Jeanette, who is Jimmy Bealing's secretary, Jeanette saved me from disaster. I went round a corner, nearly cannoned into a fence. She said, no. And I went, ah! panicked, went the other way, went over a little fence, and we lived to tell the tale, Janice. How's your leather skirt going?
Fine. I was going to say, usually, you look an absolute mess. I mean, make no bones about
Thanks.
It. You're a slob.
I love working with you. It's going to be great on the barge, isn't it?
Tonight, don't talk about that. Tonight, you look stunning. I mean, if you'd like to describe what you're wearing.
I'm wearing rather a nice off-the-cut gold lamé riding jacket and a particularly svelte sweatshirt which says, Radio 1 doesn't always like Janice Long when she's being too clever for her own socks.
So what happens now for you?
You'll have to excuse me. There is a very important social part of the whole riding of the marches that I have to do now. Have a drink.
Can you take somebody in on the guest list?
No, you've been having enough already, you have. Is your mother here?
Yes. Mum! Mum!
Just down the road, really, Glasgow and Simple Minds. It's 2:15. This is Radio 1 from Lanark, saying thank you very much indeed to Maureen Taylor, especially Maureen Taylor. Maureen runs the Shield Hill Riding Centre in Biggar. Now, a lot of people will imagine that I brought one of my own horses up to Lanark for the riding of the marches last night. Well, there was no way I could do that. So Maureen provided me with a 16-3 big black gelding called Trooper, who really was a trooper. Looked after me all the way around the marches and also said hello to every other horse on the ride. I do want to thank everybody on the ride out, because one of the unique things, and Janice, I know, will be talking about this later on, is the fact that it's such a warm atmosphere in Lanark. It's warm weather, certainly, but everyone welcomes you, everyone is kind, and everyone is more hospitable than most. And with a few mentions for the people, the staff and patients at Lockhart Hospital in Lanark, happy Lanimers to you. Happy Lanimers as well to everybody at Bidworth in Mansfield, the Kennedy clan especially. Join your hands and swing along with the roadshow. Here's Bob Marley. One love. I reckon there must be somewhere in the British Isles, possibly on the continent, about 100 people who do not know where Lanark is. So for the benefit of those 100 people, I'll tell you it's a little bit to the left of Edinburgh. That's about the best I can put it, and perhaps a bit to the right of Glasgow. And we're up at the pointed end. If you're Belgian and you're listening in France, we're at the top bit of Britain. One of the best places to be on a sunny day like this, especially when it's in the south and that it's freezing. Now, Lanimer Festival has been around for a long, long time. Though it has changed in many ways. Primarily, I think today is for the very young ones. You get the crowning of the Lanimer Queen, which is tremendously official sort of thing. Red carpets, Lord Cornets everywhere. And the Lanimer Queen is usually, shall we say, a little younger. And maybe we'll like this. Yes, there are times when we are need. Elton John, our guest, will dedicate that to the Lanimer Queen, who I hope to be talking to later on. Janice at the moment is frantically rushing around getting one of a million dedications organized. We'll have those on next. The Lanimer Queen, of course, has been around this morning, the whole of the town. It's basically, the idea is that the Lanimer Queen is chosen from one local school, and that rotates during the period of about 10 years. The Lord Cornet is elected at the beginning of the week. If you remember our outside broadcast about 2 years ago, then you will remember that the Lord Cornet is an extremely important man. What I should tell you is that this year's is a dentist, and therefore there is no one who is down in the mouth about him being Lord Cornet. I'm sorry. Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. DareCheckDownloads.com.